Okay, let's unpack this. We're talking about that 30-minute productivity black hole, right? The admin avalanche that hits every mortgage broker right after a good discovery call.
Exactly. And today, our mission is to really look at how we're moving past just basic automation. We're going from, a simple DIY setup to these specialized all-in-one AI operating systems.
But before we even get into the tech, we have to get the non-negotiables out of the way, the compliance and consent check. You have to tell clients the call is being recorded and transcribed.
Before it starts. And you need their verbal consent, security, compliance, that always comes first.
Always. Okay, so with that covered, let's talk about that foundation, the DIY blueprint.
Right. So the first step a lot of people are taking is using a tool like Fathom to capture the call. Then Zapier uses a really detailed AI prompt to structure the whole conversation.
And it's not just a transcript, is it? It's pulling out specific details.
It's pulling out the essential legally required BID file details. We're talking stated goals, income, debts, next steps. For anyone who doesn't live this day to day, that BID summary is the absolute core of the client file. It's what proves you've met your best interest duty.
So automating that alone is a huge win for your audit trail.
A huge win. But structured notes only get you so far. The real challenge, the bottleneck, is applying this fax to a dozen different lender rule books.
Especially for a tricky case, like a one-day ABN client, someone who's newly self-employed, that's always a nightmare to place.
And that's the jump. That's turning data into policy action. Which brings us to Model 1, these AI operating systems. Think of platforms like creditpolicy.com.au.
They position themselves as the central hub, right? The thing that replaces your entire existing system. But if it's the central OS, isn't that, I don't know, a single point of failure? How do you trust the AI over, say, 5 years of your own experience?
Well, the risk is handled through transparency and speed. You feed it that natural language scenario, self-employed one-day ABN needs 85% LVR.
Okay.
And it instantly gives you a short list of viable lenders. It turns 45 minutes of manual work into seconds. And this is the key part. It shows you the source policy detail.
So you can check its work.
You can quickly confirm the recommendation yourself. It's an assistant, not a replacement. And beyond just policy, it's managing your workflow, your CRM, everything.
Right. That efficiency is critical. So let's contrast that with Model 2, BrokerBuddy.ai. It sounds less like a central hub and more like a specialist team.
That's a great way to put it. It's like an AI co-pilot or a team of specialists. They use this buddies approach. So you have ResBuddy for residential, ComBuddy for
But
commercial.
Compliance Buddy for audit prep, I saw that.
Exactly. Its strength is in automating hundreds of those little micro tasks. And their content studio is really interesting. It can help you draft blog posts or even those really tough application declined emails.
Okay, what's really fascinating to me here is the potential for a hybrid advantage.
Yes.
You could take that initial DIY Step Fathom and Zapier, creating that perfect BD summary.
And that clean, structured data becomes the perfect input.
The direct input for both the operating system and the specialist AI teams. You're bridging the gap between discovery and solution almost instantly.
That's it. You move from a 30-minute conversation to a policy-checked lender list in under 5 minutes. The whole administrative chore is just gone.
So when we step back, what does this all really mean? The takeaway here seems to be that AI is redefining the broker's actual job.
I think so. It's about taking that mandatory compliance work, the BID file notes, and turning it into an immediate strategic asset that actually finds the client a solution faster.
So the challenge is shifting.
The challenge is shifting entirely from doing the admin to managing a hyper-efficient AI-assisted workflow. So the question you should really be asking yourself now is this: if policy matching and compliance notes are now consolidated, what's next? What other high-stakes process in your business should be on the roadmap for your new AI operating system?